We're just days away from the caucuses in Nevada and less than 2 weeks away from Super Tuesday. And we are checking in with some Super Tuesday states today, looking at Colorado. We're joined by Megan Verlee, public affairs editor at Colorado Public Radio. She's in Denver. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Jeremy.
So there hasn't been a single poll in the state of Colorado since last August. Bloomberg wasn't even a candidate then, and many other candidates have since dropped out of the race. What do we know about the state of the race in Colorado?
Well, I mean, all we really have to go by are the appearances the candidates make, the kind of crowds they're drawing. We had Bernie Sanders here over the weekend. He probably brought in the biggest Democratic primary crowd we've seen so far, but a lot of interest when Buttigieg came to the state. Warren's coming this weekend. We'll see what kind of crowd she draws. So in terms of enthusiasm, the state voted very, very blue in 2018. It seems like there's a pretty strong Democratic desire to vote against the president and his party, but which Democratic candidate they want to pick is pretty much a black box right now.
Well, let's talk about Bernie Sanders, who's leading in the national polls. And as you said, he was in Colorado. Here he is speaking in Denver on Sunday.
Well, I don't tell anybody, but I think we're going to win here in Colorado.
Megan, what kind of ground games do any of the candidates have there in the state? Do they have staff that are working full time in Colorado?
Most of the campaigns do at this point. Sanders, of course, benefits from having the organization that helped him win in 2016. I think one thing that I'm very curious about is the Bloomberg ground game. Because he's been funding gun control groups for so long, and that is a very strong movement in the state after the many mass shootings here, I think he might have more on-the-ground popularity than is necessarily reflected by his late entrance into the race if the folks who care passionately about that issue really connect him with it.
Now, President Trump is in Colorado today. He's going to be with Senator Cory Gardner, who's considered one of the most vulnerable Republicans seeking re-election this year. Does it help Gardner to have Trump's support in a state that Trump lost?
I think it absolutely does. Gardner needs Republicans to vote for him. And if he is seen as having any distance from this president, he's going to lose the base voters that are absolutely necessary to even have a chance of competing in November. It does put him at risk with swing voters in the state, but I think he's counting on the idea that the president might have enough popularity here with the economy being so good and with his track record over the past few years that I think Gardner's hoping to just get an overwhelming Republican turnout.
Colorado switched from caucuses to a primary for the presidential contest this year. Do you think that's going to have an impact on the outcome on Super Tuesday?
Absolutely. We'll just have a lot more people participating. It's also a semi-open primary. That means if you're an unaffiliated voter, you get both the Democratic and the Republican ballot and you only return one. The plurality of voters in Colorado are unaffiliated. And so one thing we're going to be watching for and curious about is you might have Republican voters who, because they know who's going to win their side if they're unaffiliated, sort of Republican-aligned voters who, as unaffiliated, can vote in the Democratic primary and either maybe try and spoil it, or if they're not too happy with the president, try and pick a moderate that they could live with. Similarly, we have a lot of probably Democratic-leaning unaffiliated voters, and it will be very interesting to see who they choose now that they can participate in this process.
That is Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee in Denver. Megan, thank you.
Thank you.